My mom took classes at the Art Association. So my mom always had a lot of art supplies around. And so I did a lot of art at ages 4, 5, 6, and 7. And then I sort of lost interest in it. I just went on to develop an interest in hiking and Boy Scouts. And so it wasn't until I was like 20 years old that I actually developed an interest in art. And that it was through cartooning, through Mad Magazine and Zap Comics that I really wanted to draw again.
And so you went to Springfield High School, and after that, you decided to go into the University of Illinois Engineering School. Can you tell us about that?
I had good aptitude scores in mathematics and science, and my dad said I should go to engineering school. And I didn't have any other plans, so I agreed. And the first year, I got good grades. I really studied hard. By 1968, my world started to unravel because of all the political tensions in the world. There was the Vietnam War. There were the assassinations of Martin Luther King. There was this huge wave of change in society. And I personally decided that engineers were on the wrong side of the battle, that they against humanism, that engineers were cold and rational, calculating makers of guided missiles and other high-tech armaments. And I just decided I didn't want to have anything to do with that. I was influenced by Henry David Thoreau, and it was just the age of the Whole Earth Catalog and the Back to the Land movement, communes.
And so your illustrations show this affinity you have for the natural landscape, wilderness, areas that have been minimally impacted by human society, right? Tell us a little bit about when you started this distinctive style that is now, you know, anyone in Springfield who's been around for a while and looks at art around here knows a Bill Crook when they see one. How did that development come about?
I guess it came from just studying nature and from the very simplest drawings of the ocean in Mexico, and did drawings of the rocks in the sea. And it really connected me with these elemental forces of the earth. And then I moved to Wisconsin, sort of a tumultuous time. I was just bouncing around a little bit, briefly in Norman, Oklahoma. You know, relationships that weren't working out. I was just trying to find my place. I ended up in southwestern Wisconsin, and I started drawing the southwestern Wisconsin landscape. And I lived with people that were in a rock and roll band in 1972, did graphic art for the band, and did posters for this band. It's called the Sky Farmer Band. Even bought 40 acres of woods. I was a romantic. I thought all I needed to do was live in the woods. And then I realized I still had to have money to live. I couldn't live with just, you know, eating wild apples that I picked along the road. So I moved to Madison. I did cartooning with a local weekly radical newspaper. I eventually decided to move back to Springfield.
And so how would you describe your work to those who've never seen it before?
Sort of a 19th century cross-hatching style. I just learned by trial and error, and I look at a lot of drawings by fine artists like Whistler and Degas and Van Gogh, and they do incredible ink work. It's a classical training. To tell you the truth, I never learned it in school at all. In fact, teachers, when I went to graduate school, actively encouraged me not to work this way because it was far too tedious.
And so we mentioned the focus you've taken when it comes to natural landscapes. And I'm assuming part of this had to do with your move back to Springfield. But since that time, you've also drawn a lot of different buildings, historical buildings around the downtown area in particular, but then also proceedings that happen at the Capitol. I, for instance, have a beautiful Capitol Dome drawing that you did. And there are some of those that are more of just of the building and the architecture. But for instance, the Rod Blagojevich proceedings, you were there sketching those. Is that right?
Yes. It turns out that the more artwork I did at around the Capitol building, the more I had a reputation and more people hired me to do art. And it's a very good place for an artist to work because there's a constantly changing array of legislators, and it turned out to be a great place to sell prints. And it so happened that when they were starting impeachment proceedings against Governor Blagojevich, that my friend Tony Leone, who'd been a big supporter of mine and a collector of my prints, told me that this was gold if I could get down there and do some artwork of the committee hearings, and that there would be a big audience for them. And he was right. And so I did the impeachment hearings, which were conducted by Madigan, Speaker Madigan, and his committee. I just stuck around, and when the trial went to the Senate chamber, I covered that too, as a reporter, drawing in on a large sheet of paper and drawing the people in the room as they talked. I got a piece of art out of that, and I sold prints of that, and it was very successful.
Do you have any favorites looking back over the decades here of work? Obviously, it's compiled in the book.
You know, unfortunately, no matter what I look at, I always see ways that it could have been improved. And I have like a drawing of Carpenter Park that shows some old growth trees. And as hard as I could to make the trees look the way they really look, they don't look as big and as majestic as they do in person. You know, in a way, that's my favorite drawing, but it doesn't really totally satisfy me, because I don't think I made it as good as I could. And maybe I'm just comparing it to the real thing in real life, and that's a drawing can never equal it.
Tell us what the new book's title is, what is going to be inside of it, and more about the reception that's coming up.
All right. This book is called Springfield, Illinois, A Pen and Ink Artist Looks at His Hometown, and it's a collection of 185 pen and ink drawings. I'm going to have a book signing and a book reading at the Pharmacy Gallery, and that's at 711 South Fifth Street. It's on the same corner as Jack Stoltz Auto Service Center. The book is also going to be on sale at Prairie House Custom Frames in the 2800 block of South Sixth Street, and also at Prairie Archives downtown on the square, and at another bookstore that's just opened called Books on the Square at 427 East Washington Street.